Economics by Paul Samuelson. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. Summary. Economics by Paul Samuelson is a comprehensive introduction to the field of economics. It covers a wide range of topics, from the basics of supply and demand to the complexities of international trade and finance. The book is divided into four parts: microeconomics, macroeconomics, international economics, and public finance. Each part is further divided into chapters that discuss the various topics in detail. The first part of the book, microeconomics, covers the fundamentals of economics, such as supply and demand, production and cost, and market structure. It also discusses the role of government in the economy, including taxation, regulation, and antitrust policy. The second part, macroeconomics, examines the overall performance of the economy, including economic growth, inflation, unemployment, and the business cycle. It also looks at the role of fiscal and monetary policy in stabilizing the economy. The third part of the book, international economics, looks at the global economy and the effects of international trade and finance. It covers topics such as balance of payments, exchange rates, and international trade agreements. The fourth part, public finance, examines the role of government in the economy, including taxation, public spending, and the budget process. Overall, Economics by Paul Samuelson is an excellent introduction to the field of economics. It provides a comprehensive overview of the major topics in economics, from the basics of supply and demand to the complexities of international trade and finance. It is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about economics. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Supply and demand. Supply and demand are the two most important forces in economics, and they interact to determine the prices of goods and services. Supply is the amount of a good or service that producers are willing to offer for sale, while demand is the amount of a good or service that consumers are willing to purchase. The interaction between supply and demand determines the equilibrium price and quantity of a good or service. Supply and demand are the two most important forces in economics, and they interact to determine the prices of goods and services. Supply is the amount of a good or service that producers are willing to offer for sale, while demand is the amount of a good or service that consumers are willing to purchase. When the supply of a good or service is greater than the demand, the price of the good or service will decrease. Conversely, when the demand for a good or service is greater than the supply, the price of the good or service will increase. The interaction between supply and demand determines the equilibrium price and quantity of a good or service. The equilibrium price is the price at which the quantity of a good or service supplied is equal to the quantity of a good or service demanded. At this price, producers are willing to supply the quantity of a good or service that consumers are willing to purchase. If the price of a good or service is higher than the equilibrium price, then the quantity of the good or service supplied will be greater than the quantity of the good or service demanded. Conversely, if the price of a good or service is lower than the equilibrium price, then the quantity of the good or service supplied will be less than the quantity of the good or service demanded. The equilibrium price and quantity of a good or service can be affected by a variety of factors, including changes in consumer tastes and preferences, changes in the cost of production, changes in the availability of resources, and changes in government policies. For example, an increase in the cost of production may lead to an increase in the equilibrium price of a good or service, while an increase in the availability of resources may lead to a decrease in the equilibrium price of a good or service. Similarly, changes in government policies, such as taxes or subsidies, can also affect the equilibrium price and quantity of a good or service. Main idea number two. Opportunity cost. Opportunity cost is the cost of an action in terms of the next best alternative that could have been chosen. It is the cost of the most desirable foregone alternative, and it is an important concept in economics because it helps to determine the optimal allocation of resources. Opportunity cost is an important concept in economics because it helps to determine the optimal allocation of resources. It is the cost of the most desirable foregone alternative, and it is the cost of an action in terms of the next best alternative that could have been chosen. Opportunity cost is a concept that helps to explain why certain decisions are made, and why certain resources are allocated in a certain way. It is a way of measuring the cost of a decision in terms of the best alternative that could have been chosen. By understanding opportunity cost, economists can better understand how resources are allocated and how decisions are made. Opportunity cost is a concept that is used to measure the cost of a decision in terms of the best alternative that could have been chosen. It is a way of understanding why certain decisions are made and why certain resources are allocated in a certain way. By understanding opportunity cost, economists can better understand how resources are allocated and how decisions are made. It is an important concept in economics because it helps to determine the optimal allocation of resources. Main idea number 3. Marginal analysis. Marginal analysis is the process of analyzing the incremental costs and benefits of a decision. It is used to determine the optimal level of production or consumption of a good or service, and it is an important tool for making decisions in economics. Marginal analysis is a powerful tool for making decisions in economics. It involves analyzing the incremental costs and benefits of a decision in order to determine the optimal level of production or consumption of a good or service. This process helps to identify the most efficient use of resources and can be used to compare different options and determine the best course of action. For example, a business may use marginal analysis to determine the optimal level of production for a particular product, or a consumer may use it to decide how much of a good or service to purchase. Marginal analysis is based on the concept of marginal cost and marginal benefit. Marginal cost is the additional cost associated with producing one more unit of a good or service, while marginal benefit is the additional benefit associated with consuming one more unit of a good or service. By comparing the marginal cost and marginal benefit of a decision, it is possible to determine the optimal level of production or consumption. This process can be used to make decisions in a wide range of economic contexts, from individual consumer decisions to large-scale business decisions. Marginal analysis is an important tool for making decisions in economics. It helps to identify the most efficient use of resources and can be used to compare different options and determine the best course of action. By understanding the principles of marginal analysis, it is possible to make informed decisions that maximize the benefits and minimize the costs associated with a particular decision. Main idea number 4. Market structures. Market structures are the different types of markets that exist in an economy. These include perfect competition, monopoly, oligopoly, and monopolistic competition. Each market structure has different characteristics that affect the behavior of firms and the prices of goods and services. Market structures are an important concept in economics, as they help to explain how different markets operate. Perfect competition is a market structure in which there are many buyers and sellers, all of whom have perfect knowledge of the market and can freely enter and exit the market. In this type of market, firms are price takers and cannot influence the price of the good or service they are selling. Monopoly is a market structure in which there is only one seller, who has complete control over the price of the good or service they are selling. Oligopoly is a market structure in which there are a few sellers, who have some control over the price of the good or service they are selling. Monopolistic competition is a market structure in which there are many sellers, each of whom has some control over the price of the good or service they are selling. Each of these market structures has different implications for firms and consumers. In perfect competition, firms are price takers and cannot influence the price of the good or service they are selling. In monopoly, the single seller has complete control over the price of the good or service they are selling. In oligopoly, the few sellers have some control over the price of the good or service they are selling. In monopolistic competition, the many sellers have some control over the price of the good or service they are selling. The different market structures also have different implications for the prices of goods and services. In perfect competition, prices are determined by the forces of supply and demand. In monopoly, the single seller has complete control over the price of the good or service they are selling. In oligopoly, the few sellers have some control over the price of the good or service they are selling. In monopolistic competition, the many sellers have some control over the price of the good or service they are selling. Understanding the different market structures is important for understanding how different markets operate and how prices are determined. It is also important for understanding how firms and consumers interact in different markets. By understanding the different market structures, economists can better understand how different markets work and how prices are determined. Main idea number 5. Production possibilities curve. The production possibilities curve is a graphical representation of the maximum amount of goods and services that can be produced with a given set of resources. It illustrates the trade-offs between different goods and services, and it is used to analyze the efficiency of an economy. The production possibilities curve is a graphical representation of the maximum amount of goods and services that can be produced with a given set of resources. It is a useful tool for understanding the trade-offs between different goods and services, and it can be used to analyze the efficiency of an economy. The production possibilities curve shows the maximum amount of output that can be produced with a given set of resources. It is a graphical representation of the trade-offs between different goods and services, and it illustrates the concept of opportunity cost. The production possibilities curve is a useful tool for understanding the economic concept of scarcity, as it shows the limits of what can be produced with a given set of resources. It also helps to illustrate the concept of efficiency, as it shows the maximum amount of output that can be produced with a given set of resources. The production possibilities curve is a useful tool for analyzing the efficiency of an economy. It shows the maximum amount of output that can be produced with a given set of resources, and it illustrates the concept of opportunity cost. By analyzing the production possibilities curve, economists can determine the most efficient way to allocate resources in order to maximize output. The production possibilities curve also helps to illustrate the concept of scarcity, as it shows the limits of what can be produced with a given set of resources. The production possibilities curve is a useful tool for understanding the trade-offs between different goods and services, and it can be used to analyze the efficiency of an economy. By analyzing the production possibilities curve, economists can determine the most efficient way to allocate resources in order to maximize output. The production possibilities curve also helps to illustrate the concept of scarcity, as it shows the limits of what can be produced with a given set of resources. Main idea number 6. Comparative advantage. Comparative advantage is the ability of a country or individual to produce a good or service at a lower cost than its competitors. It is an important concept in international trade, and it helps to explain why countries specialize in certain goods and services. Comparative advantage is an important concept in international trade. It is based on the idea that countries or individuals have different abilities to produce goods and services at different costs. This means that countries can specialize in certain goods and services, and then trade with other countries to obtain the goods and services they need. This specialization allows countries to benefit from economies of scale and to produce goods and services more efficiently than they could on their own. Comparative advantage also helps to explain why some countries are more successful in international trade than others. By specializing in certain goods and services, countries can gain a competitive edge in the global market. Comparative advantage is based on the principle of opportunity cost. This means that when a country or individual produces a good or service, they must give up the opportunity to produce something else. The opportunity cost of producing a good or service is the value of the next best alternative that could have been produced. By specializing in goods and services where they have a comparative advantage, countries can maximize their opportunity cost and gain a competitive edge in the global market. Comparative advantage is an important concept in international trade. It helps to explain why countries specialize in certain goods and services, and why some countries are more successful in international trade than others. By understanding and taking advantage of comparative advantage, countries can maximize their opportunity cost and gain a competitive edge in the global market. Main idea number 7. Elasticity. Elasticity is the measure of how responsive the quantity of a good or service is to changes in price. It is an important concept in economics because it helps to determine the optimal pricing strategy for a firm. Elasticity is an important concept in economics because it helps to determine the optimal pricing strategy for a firm. It is a measure of how responsive the quantity of a good or service is to changes in price. In other words, it is a measure of how much the quantity of a good or service changes when the price changes. For example, if the price of a good or service increases by 10% and the quantity demanded decreases by 20%, then the elasticity of demand for that good or service is -2. This means that the demand for the good or service is relatively elastic, meaning that it is very responsive to changes in price. Elasticity is also important because it helps to determine the optimal pricing strategy for a firm. If the demand for a good or service is relatively inelastic, then the firm can increase the price of the good or service without significantly reducing the quantity demanded. On the other hand, if the demand for a good or service is relatively elastic, then the firm should be careful not to increase the price too much, as this could lead to a significant decrease in the quantity demanded. By understanding the elasticity of demand for a good or service, firms can determine the optimal pricing strategy for their products. Main idea number 8. Macroeconomics. Macroeconomics is the study of the overall performance of an economy. It focuses on the behavior of aggregate economic variables such as GDP, inflation, unemployment, and interest rates. Macroeconomics is the study of the overall performance of an economy. It focuses on the behavior of aggregate economic variables such as GDP, inflation, unemployment, and interest rates. Macroeconomics examines the interrelationships between these variables and how they affect the economy as a whole. It also looks at the impact of government policies on the economy, such as fiscal and monetary policies. Macroeconomics is concerned with the long-term economic growth of an economy, as well as the short-term fluctuations in economic activity. It is also concerned with the distribution of income and wealth within an economy. Macroeconomics is a complex field of study, and it requires an understanding of both microeconomics and macroeconomics. Microeconomics looks at the behavior of individual economic agents, such as households and firms, and how they interact in markets. Macroeconomics looks at the behavior of the economy as a whole, and how it is affected by the decisions of individual economic agents. Macroeconomics also looks at the impact of government policies on the economy, such as fiscal and monetary policies. Macroeconomics is an important field of study, as it helps us to understand the overall performance of an economy. It helps us to understand how the economy works and how it can be improved. It also helps us to understand how government policies can affect the economy and how they can be used to promote economic growth and stability. Main idea number 9. Fiscal policy. Fiscal policy is the use of government spending and taxation to influence the level of economic activity. It is an important tool for governments to manage the economy, and it can be used to stimulate economic growth or reduce inflation. Fiscal policy is an important tool for governments to manage the economy. It involves the use of government spending and taxation to influence the level of economic activity. Governments can use fiscal policy to stimulate economic growth or reduce inflation. For example, governments can increase spending on infrastructure projects to create jobs and stimulate economic growth. They can also reduce taxes to encourage businesses to invest and hire more workers. On the other hand, governments can reduce spending and increase taxes to reduce inflation. This can help to keep prices stable and ensure that the economy remains healthy. Fiscal policy is a powerful tool, but it must be used carefully. If it is used too aggressively, it can lead to higher levels of debt and deficits. It is also important to consider the long-term effects of fiscal policy. For example, if taxes are reduced too much, it can lead to lower levels of government revenue in the future. Therefore, governments must carefully consider the potential effects of their fiscal policies before implementing them. Main idea number 10. Monetary policy. Monetary policy is the use of the money supply and interest rates to influence the level of economic activity. It is an important tool for governments to manage the economy, and it can be used to stimulate economic growth or reduce inflation. Monetary policy is a powerful tool for governments to influence the level of economic activity. It involves the use of the money supply and interest rates to affect the level of economic activity. By increasing the money supply, governments can stimulate economic growth, while reducing the money supply can reduce inflation. Interest rates can also be used to influence economic activity, as higher interest rates can reduce borrowing and spending, while lower interest rates can encourage borrowing and spending. The effectiveness of monetary policy depends on the economic conditions at the time. In times of economic growth, monetary policy can be used to reduce inflation, while in times of recession, it can be used to stimulate economic growth. It is important for governments to understand the economic conditions before implementing monetary policy, as it can have a significant impact on the economy. Monetary policy is an important tool for governments to manage the economy, and it can be used to achieve a variety of economic objectives. It is important for governments to understand the economic conditions before implementing monetary policy, as it can have a significant impact on the economy. Main idea number 11. International trade. International trade is the exchange of goods and services between countries. It is an important part of the global economy, and it helps to increase economic growth and reduce poverty. International trade is an essential part of the global economy. It allows countries to specialize in the production of goods and services that they are best suited to produce, and to purchase goods and services from other countries that they are not able to produce themselves. This specialization leads to increased efficiency and productivity, which in turn leads to higher economic growth and lower poverty levels. International trade also helps to spread new technologies and ideas, which can help to improve the quality of life in countries around the world. International trade is not without its challenges, however. It can lead to increased competition between countries, which can lead to job losses in certain industries. It can also lead to increased inequality between countries, as some countries may benefit more from international trade than others. It is important for countries to ensure that international trade is conducted in a fair and equitable manner, and that the benefits of international trade are shared fairly among all countries. Main idea number 12. Exchange rates. Exchange rates are the prices at which one currency can be exchanged for another. They are an important factor in international trade, and they can have a significant impact on the competitiveness of a country's exports. Exchange rates are an important factor in international trade, as they determine the relative value of different currencies. When one currency is exchanged for another, the exchange rate is the price at which the transaction takes place. Exchange rates can be determined by a variety of factors, including the supply and demand of the currencies involved, the economic and political stability of the countries involved, and the relative strength of their economies. Exchange rates can have a significant impact on the competitiveness of a country's exports, as a strong currency can make a country's exports more expensive, while a weak currency can make them more competitive. Exchange rates can also affect the cost of imports, as a strong currency can make imports more expensive, while a weak currency can make them more affordable. Exchange rates can be volatile, and can change quickly in response to economic and political events. This can create uncertainty for businesses that rely on international trade, as exchange rate fluctuations can have a significant impact on their profits. Governments can also intervene in the foreign exchange market to influence exchange rates, and this can have a significant impact on the global economy. Exchange rates are an important factor in international trade, and understanding how they work can help businesses and governments make informed decisions about their international trade strategies. Main idea number 13. Inflation. Inflation is the rate at which the prices of goods and services increase over time. It is an important concept in economics because it affects the purchasing power of money and can have a significant impact on the economy. Inflation is an important concept in economics because it affects the purchasing power of money. When prices rise, the same amount of money buys fewer goods and services. This means that people have less purchasing power, and their standard of living decreases. Inflation can also have a significant impact on the economy. When prices rise, businesses may have to raise their prices to keep up with inflation, which can lead to higher costs for consumers. This can lead to a decrease in consumer spending, which can have a negative effect on the economy. Inflation can also lead to higher interest rates, which can make it more difficult for businesses to borrow money and invest in new projects. Inflation can also have an effect on the value of investments. When inflation is high, the value of investments can decrease, as the purchasing power of money decreases. This can lead to a decrease in the value of stocks, bonds, and other investments. Inflation can also lead to higher taxes, as governments may need to increase taxes to cover the increased costs of goods and services. Inflation can be caused by a variety of factors, including an increase in the money supply, an increase in demand for goods and services, or an increase in the cost of production. Inflation can also be caused by government policies, such as increasing taxes or increasing the money supply. Inflation can have both positive and negative effects on the economy, and it is important for governments and businesses to understand how inflation affects their operations. Main idea number 14. Business cycles. Business cycles are the fluctuations in economic activity that occur over time. They are an important concept in economics because they can have a significant impact on the performance of the economy. Business cycles are a regular pattern of fluctuations in economic activity that occur over time. They are characterized by periods of economic growth, followed by periods of decline. During periods of economic growth, businesses tend to expand their operations, hire more workers, and increase their output. During periods of decline, businesses tend to reduce their operations, lay off workers, and reduce their output. Business cycles are important because they can have a significant impact on the performance of the economy. During periods of economic growth, businesses tend to invest more in capital and labor, which can lead to increased economic output and higher levels of employment. During periods of decline, businesses tend to reduce their investments, leading to lower levels of economic output and higher levels of unemployment. Business cycles can also have an impact on the prices of goods and services. During periods of economic growth, businesses tend to increase their prices, leading to higher levels of inflation. During periods of decline, businesses tend to reduce their prices, leading to lower levels of inflation. Business cycles can also have an impact on the level of government spending. During periods of economic growth, governments tend to increase their spending, leading to higher levels of economic activity. During periods of decline, governments tend to reduce their spending, leading to lower levels of economic activity. Business cycles are an important concept in economics because they can have a significant impact on the performance of the economy. Understanding the causes and effects of business cycles can help economists and policymakers make better decisions about how to manage the economy. Main idea number 15. Economic growth. Economic growth is the increase in the production of goods and services over time. It is an important concept in economics because it can lead to higher living standards and increased economic prosperity. Economic growth is a key concept in economics, as it can lead to higher living standards and increased economic prosperity. It is measured by the increase in the production of goods and services over time. This increase in production can be achieved through a variety of means, such as increased investment in capital goods, improved technology, increased labor productivity, and increased efficiency in the use of resources. Economic growth can also be achieved through increased consumer spending, which can lead to increased demand for goods and services. Economic growth is an important factor in determining the overall health of an economy. It can lead to increased employment opportunities, higher wages, and improved living standards. It can also lead to increased government revenue, which can be used to fund public services and infrastructure. Economic growth can also lead to increased international trade, which can help to increase global economic prosperity. Economic growth is not without its drawbacks, however. It can lead to increased inequality, as those with higher incomes tend to benefit more from economic growth than those with lower incomes. It can also lead to environmental degradation, as increased production can lead to increased pollution and resource depletion. For these reasons, it is important to ensure that economic growth is managed in a sustainable way. Main idea number 16. Money is an important medium of exchange in an economy. It is used to facilitate transactions, and it is an important concept in economics because it affects the level of economic activity. Money is an essential part of any economy. It is used to facilitate transactions, and it is an important concept in economics because it affects the level of economic activity. Money is a medium of exchange, meaning it is used to purchase goods and services. It is also a store of value, meaning it can be saved and used in the future. Money is also a unit of account, meaning it is used to measure the value of goods and services. The amount of money in an economy affects the level of economic activity. When there is more money in circulation, people are more likely to spend it, which increases economic activity. On the other hand, when there is less money in circulation, people are less likely to spend it, which decreases economic activity. This is why governments and central banks use monetary policy to control the amount of money in circulation. Money is an important concept in economics because it affects the level of economic activity. It is used to facilitate transactions, and it is a store of value, a unit of account, and a medium of exchange. The amount of money in an economy affects the level of economic activity, and governments and central banks use monetary policy to control the amount of money in circulation. Main idea number 17. Banking. Banking is the business of providing financial services such as loans and deposits. It is an important part of the economy, and it helps to facilitate economic activity. Banking is an essential part of the economy. Banks provide a variety of financial services, such as loans, deposits, and investments. These services help to facilitate economic activity by providing individuals and businesses with access to capital. Banks also provide a safe place to store money, and they can help to manage risk by diversifying investments. Banks also play an important role in the payment system, providing a secure and efficient way to transfer funds between individuals and businesses. Banking is a highly regulated industry, and banks must adhere to strict regulations in order to protect customers and ensure the stability of the financial system. Banks must also comply with anti-money laundering laws and other regulations designed to prevent fraud and other financial crimes. Banks must also maintain adequate capital levels in order to protect against losses and ensure that they can meet their obligations. Banking is an important part of the economy, and it plays a vital role in facilitating economic activity. Banks provide individuals and businesses with access to capital, and they help to manage risk by diversifying investments. Banks also provide a secure and efficient way to transfer funds, and they must adhere to strict regulations in order to protect customers and ensure the stability of the financial system. Main idea number 18. Investment. Investment is the purchase of assets with the expectation of earning a return in the future. It is an important concept in economics because it helps to increase economic growth and create jobs. Investment is an essential part of economic growth and development. It is the purchase of assets with the expectation of earning a return in the future. Investment can take many forms, such as buying stocks, bonds, real estate, or starting a business. It is important because it helps to increase economic growth and create jobs. Investment can also help to increase the productivity of a business, which can lead to higher wages and better working conditions for employees. Investment can also help to increase the amount of capital available for businesses to use. This can lead to increased investment in research and development, which can lead to new products and services. Investment can also help to increase the amount of money available for businesses to use to expand their operations. This can lead to increased economic growth and job creation. Investment is an important concept in economics because it helps to increase economic growth and create jobs. It is important for individuals and businesses to understand the concept of investment and how it can help them to achieve their goals. By investing in assets with the expectation of earning a return in the future, individuals and businesses can increase their wealth and help to create a more prosperous economy. Main idea number 19. Government. Government is the institution that is responsible for making and enforcing laws in a society. It is an important part of the economy, and it can have a significant impact on economic performance. Government is an essential part of any economy. It is responsible for creating and enforcing laws, providing public services, and managing the economy. Government policies can have a major impact on economic performance, and it is important for governments to be aware of the potential consequences of their decisions. Governments can influence the economy through taxation, spending, and regulation. Taxation can be used to raise revenue for public services, while spending can be used to stimulate economic growth. Regulation can be used to protect consumers and promote competition. Governments also play an important role in providing public goods and services, such as education, healthcare, and infrastructure. Government policies can also have a significant impact on the distribution of income and wealth. Governments can use taxation and spending to reduce inequality and promote economic growth. Governments can also use regulation to protect workers and promote competition. Finally, governments can use monetary and fiscal policy to manage the economy and promote economic stability. In conclusion, government is an important part of the economy, and it can have a significant impact on economic performance. Governments can use taxation, spending, and regulation to influence the economy, and they can use public goods and services to promote economic growth and reduce inequality. Governments can also use monetary and fiscal policy to manage the economy and promote economic stability. Main idea number 20. International economics. International economics is the study of the economic interactions between countries. It is an important part of economics, and it helps to explain the patterns of international trade and investment. International economics is a field of economics that studies the economic interactions between countries. It examines how countries interact with each other through trade, investment, and other economic activities. It also looks at how countries interact with each other through international organizations such as the World Trade Organization, the International Monetary Fund, and the World Bank. International economics also looks at how countries interact with each other through international financial markets, such as foreign exchange markets and bond markets. International economics is an important part of economics because it helps to explain the patterns of international trade and investment. It also helps to explain why some countries are more successful than others in terms of economic growth and development. International economics also helps to explain why some countries are more successful than others in terms of their ability to attract foreign investment. Finally, international economics helps to explain why some countries are more successful than others in terms of their ability to maintain a stable exchange rate. International economics is a complex field of study, and it requires a deep understanding of the economic interactions between countries. It is important for economists to understand the different economic policies of different countries and how these policies affect the global economy. International economics is also important for understanding the global economy and how it affects the lives of people around the world.